proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish holidays. The holiday known as Simchat Torah means rejoicing of the law. During this time, Jews celebrate God giving them the Mosaic Law at Mount Sinai. Simchat Torah marks the end of the annual Torah reading cycle in synagogue services. It immediately follows the Feast of Tabernacles. Every Sabbath service, somebody will read a prescribed portion from the first five books of the Old Testament, known as the Chumash. On Simchat Torah, the final segment is read from the conclusion of Deuteronomy, and the first segment is read from the beginning of Genesis. These constitute the primary scriptural readings for this holiday. Synagogue services can be quite lively. Worshippers take all of the congregation's Old Testament scrolls and parade them around the inside of the building. Sometimes the scrolls can even be taken outside the building and carried onto the streets. In modern times, the holiday of Simchat Torah symbolizes the public assertion of a group's Jewish identity. Dancing, which can last into the evening hours, frequently accompanies these festivities. By dancing, I mean usually men dancing with men and women dancing with women. Throughout the Old Testament poetic books, Jewish writers expressed their delight in God's law. In Psalm 19, for instance, David declared that the divine statutes were, quote, "more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold," unquote. The author of Psalm 119 focused upon the benefit of God's statutes. Quote, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver," unquote. Quote, "Oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day," unquote. Quote, "I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight," unquote. In the 29th chapter of the book of Proverbs, we can read that, quote, "Where is there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he," unquote. Such Jews perceive the Mosaic Law not as a burden, but as a blessing. The Old Testament prophets likewise extolled the law. Isaiah proclaimed that in the latter days, quote, "Out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem," unquote. God, speaking in the book of Hosea, God proclaimed, quote, "I have written to him," that is the northern kingdom of Israel, "I have written to him the great things of my law," unquote. In the fourth chapter of Malachi, the final book of the Old Testament, God instructed the Jewish people, quote, "Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments," unquote. Every place where the Old Testament mentioned the Mosaic Law, it held that legal code in high esteem. Nowhere did the Old Testament denigrate the law. Now, what can believers learn from the holiday of Simchat Torah? Christians should recognize that the legislative force underlying the Mosaic Law is no longer in effect. It became annulled as a result of Jesus Christ's atonement. When God issued the law, he intended it to regulate the affairs of a specific community, the Jewish people, over a designated period of time. However, that series of statutes known as the Mosaic Law did reflect the perfect will of God. In the seventh chapter of Romans, Paul acknowledged that the law was holy and spiritual. He informed his protege Timothy that, quote, "The law is good, if a man use it lawfully," unquote. Believers should hold the Mosaic Law in high esteem, but remember that it has no legal effect upon them today. Still, they can rejoice in God's law. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish holidays.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.